Star Yudhei Torah Manchester Zayin Elul Zayin Tishri Tovshin Ayin Vav Rav Yehuda Lei Widner.
Gemara Chasima Toiva, and a good kibbutz to you, to all participants. At this time of the year, everybody looks to find a new way how to be zeicher, ben kesser la'osah. We look for new ways how to do tshuva, how to be zeicher be'inei Hashem. It says the Gemara in Shabbos, daf kuf yud ches mebeis. A Gemara which perhaps at other times of the year, we might just go straight past it, but this time of the year it seems extremely significant. Omer Abchir Ba'aba Omer Ab Yechinon, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches on the base. Kol Hamashame Shabbos Kehilchosoi. Person keep Shabbos Kehilchosoi. There are various chazalin on this page about Shabbos. There's Kolam Anigas HaShabbos, person who puts great effort into the Oilig Shabbos. But here we're stressing the Kolashayim HaShabbos Kehilchosoi. Person who takes a great interest in Hilchus Shabbos and is very careful with Hilchus Shabbos. Afilu Oivid Avid Zora Kedoya Enoish. Gefährliche Balaveira is doing Avid Zora in a big way. Kedoya Enoish. The Rambam's gears was Afilu Oivid Avid Zora Ke Enoish. Enoish himself. Moichlin Loi. Shenem Ma'ashrei Enoish Yasezois. Avtayra from the Tzoyim. Ashri Enosh, happy is Enosh. Yas is Zois if he does this. Shoyim Yodem Yasois Kol Ra. Vishoyim Shabbos Mechaloloi. Al Tikri Mechaloloi Elo Mocholoi. Moy the Kazakh. Lies in Shoyim Shabbos Kilchosoi. The Charedim picks up on this. And he makes a fuss about it at the end of his seif. He says there are certain mitzvahs that have a special segula, a special kayach, that meichel a kalavein oisav, and bereish on mishabbos. The problem is it seems too easy. Too easy. Who's not? Who doesn't qualify? B'li'ayim hara, we all show mishabbos kilchasai. We're sorting, meichel a kalavein oisav. It seems too easy. There was a tiger Yakish Yid, in fact one of the Gdaili Hadoya Badoirai, the Yosef Oymuds, or the ultimate Hagi Frankfurt, the Yosef Oymuds. Somebody once came to a Yakish Yid and said, your minig doesn't fit with the Shulchan Aruch. He said to him, the Yosef Oymuds was printed before the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he said to him, same time, 2 years later. Huh? Written about the same time. I'll tell you how I know. Because the Yosef Oymuds was very disturbed by this. Yeah, it sounds too easy. It can't be. Das gibt's nicht. Can't just be a Shemesh Havas Kilchosoi and you're sorted. So he said he came across a new Sefer that just came out, and the Sefer is the Charedim. And the Charedim I know is the same day as the Beis Yosef. And it came out in his time. So it's about the same time as the Shulchan Aruch. We can negotiate on a few years here or there. And the Charedim himself asks this kasha. The aforementioned Charedim. And the Charedim says, it's not talking about Stamos Shoyim Shabbos. It's talking about Zeros Yeser. A person who pushes himself that bit more. Not just he follows whatever he was brought up to keep Shabbos, he carries on keeping Shabbos. Zeros Yati is actually awesome. Zeros Yati. He pushes himself that bit more. He finds out. Shyly looks it up. He asks the Rav. He makes a note. He puts his mind to making sure how he can avoid if something's a dangerous area which a person can easily fall into a chil Shabbos. He puts his mind to it. He's proactive in his Shemir Shabbos. He gets down to it. He's proactive. This person who zeros yati puts himself into it. Auf dem steht, Kol Hashem Shabbos Kilchosim Leichla Kol Avina Yisov. So let's discuss this Zirus Yasa. What do you do to put yourself a little bit more into this Shemira Shabbos? So the obvious implication of Zirus Yata is being ready early. Reb Chaskel Levenstein says in the Vrach of the Geis upon him Shemashkiach, he saw Bochim running out of the showers just before Shabbos. And he shouted out, Mechalele Shabbos. So Talmud with him said to him, Rebbe, it's still 5 minutes to Shabbos. And end of the day, they're already out, they've dried themselves. You can't say the Mechalele Shabbos, Mechalele Shabbos. He said, Ich rednish regen itzda. Not about now. I'm talking, they come out when they're a boch, they're coming out of the showers 5 minutes before showers, when he's got five children in Yitz Hashem, when will he be coming out of the shower? Is Zirus Yata being ready early? There's a beautiful story which is told over by the Auerbach family. They went to visit Rebbe Bramsky on a Friday morning. And they see that Rebbe Bramsky is sitting there, and this is in his later years when he was in Yerushalayim, and sitting there, the state something to say, if he's sitting there learning, Friday morning, on a table that's already set for Shabbos, Friday morning, with the lech already being lit and blown out, ready to be lit, and you know, it's a very rubbish. So the Rebbe, you know, what's going on Friday morning? What's going on? He says, I'll tell you the story. We're part of the family of the Ritvaz from Slutsk. The Ritvaz had written a Pirush on the Yerushalmi. Ritvaz, that's how we know the name. The Ritvaz, certain stage of his life, after he'd written the Pirush on the Yerushalmi, Rachman Litzlan took very ill. So much so that he was drifting in and out of consciousness, and at one point he woke up and he says to his Rebbetzin, is it possible that we could be ready for Shabbos Friday morning? It doesn't mean Mikabel Shabbos Friday morning, you can't even do that if you want to. But it means you're ready, everything's done, everything's finished. Is such a thing possible? He says, for you I'll do anything, he's very, very, very ill, I'll do whatever you want, but of course. And anyway, slowly he recovered, and when he was better, he said over that while he was dreaming and semi-conscious, he dreamt, as a roof gegangen oben, he's ready in Shemayim, we've made a base in Shemayla, and he says, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I've written a pirush on the Yerushalmi for you. Perhaps there's something else I can still do for you. And you'll give me a few more years. And they told him this hanhaga. This hanhaga. You'll be ready for Shabbos exceptionally early. There's always not so much everybody can copy. But this is what they told him. And this is what he was mekabel. And then he had a refuah. If we're not talking about Friday morning, or this hanhaga of Zirus Yatir, that makes a person qualify as a Shemesh Shabbos Kilchosai, a proactive Shemesh Shabbos Kilchosai. In fact, the Rambam brings down the halacha, the famous halacha of Rots Be'erev Shabbos Potter. It comes from Moin HaMiniach. It's negated to Mamish halachas of Nezikin. But this one's coming with this way, this one's coming that way, and he bumps into the other one, and should he be running in the street? Shouldn't he be running in the street? Hol sugya. Rots be'erev Shabbos, if he's running on erev Shabbos, that's acceptable, that's not a strange thing to be doing, people should be ready for that. So the Rambam wants to add in a few words. Why is it acceptable to be running erev Shabbos? So we would imagine he's running erev Shabbos, in all the poshity, he was running late, and he doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos, so he's running in order not to be Mechal Shabbos. The Rambam's lashon is, he's running in an acceptable way, Kadesh Leikonis LeShabbos V'Hu Einoi Ponoi. He's running in order he'll be able to come to Shul Erev Shabbos with a free head and sit down and say Shir Hashirim and sit a few minutes before Mincha. So he's running in order to be able to mekabel Shabbos in a state when he's poly, when he's completely free. This is the Amadika running on Erev Shabbos. Kadesh Leikonis LeShabbos Hu Ein Leponli. But obviously this Loshen of Zeros Yate, even though it does Rosh V'Rishon refer to being ready early, it's anything a person does to be proactively involved in Shmira Shabbos. I want to perhaps elaborate on this a little bit on the Londus of it. Why is it that a person who puts himself that bit more into the Shmira Shabbos is zeicher to this special schar of Moich Mekal V'Neisav? So let's start a little bit with Hilchos Shomrim. There's two sorts of Shomrim. There's a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socha. So a Chedi Ingel just knows it, black and white, that you pay your money, then it's Mechuyev Yunei V'Aveda. It's got no explanation, no deep explanation. It just makes sense, generally, if you pay to guard the article, you should become more Mechuyev, and you should be Chayev B'Gnei V'Aveda. But in the Sivas, in Shulchan Aruch Sivas HaMishpat, he makes it much more Lomdish. He says, a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socha are completely different. A Shomer Socha is a person who's being paid to do a job. You're being paid to do a job. And your job is to guard this article. A Shomer Chinam has not been paid at all. A Shomer Chinam has not been paid to do a job. Doesn't have to do a job. He's not been paid to do a job. His whole job is, his whole chiyuv, his whole chiyuv is b'shev v'altasa. He mustn't be pesheya. He mustn't do something stupid. He mustn't do something stupid. He mustn't be pesheya. He mustn't be negligent. The shomer socha, though, has been paid to do a job. In theory, if he's been paid to do a job, he should be sitting there day and night looking after it, like Yaakov Avinu. Hayisi b'yoyim achalani chayrev v'kerech v'aloyla. No, boss, if he doesn't want to mamish sit day and night looking after the thing he's been paid to look after, he can take upon himself the responsibility. If it gets stolen or lost, he'll pay. But a shomer socha is a proactive shomer. He's being paid to do a job. Don't agree to be a shomer socha too quick, although you're doing a very big chesed, because you're really becoming mamish a poil. And the Siva says that paradoxically, a shomer socha, it's easier for him to be chayzer than a shomer chinam, because it's din of choyel yochel lachzer by b'chatzi hayoyim. He brings from Machni Ephraim, a shomer socha. I want to give up my job. I want to give up my job. A poyel wants to give up his job. It's not so easy for the employer to say he wants to give you up. But the employee, choyel yochel lachzer by b'chatzi hayoyim, well known Gemara. This is Nesivas Barichos, the beginning of Hilchos Shomrim. So here we get back to Shabbos. Are you a Shomer Socha or a Shomer Chinam? First is keeping Shabbos. Is he being paid to do a job as a Shomer, and therefore we're a Shomer Socha, or we're a Shomer Chinam? So you'll think, oh look, you get a great reward in Olam Haba for keeping Shabbos. Surely that makes you a Shomer Socha. Oh, well, that's a toss. Olam Haba is definitely a great reward, but it doesn't make you a Shomer Socha. Because you've got the well-known Gemara of Shomer Aveda. A Shomer Aveda, there's a machlokes, whether it's a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Socha. Why is a Shomer Aveda a Shomer Socha? The Gemara says, Purta de Yosef, a Shomer Aveda becomes a Shomer Socha, because while he's busy looking after the Aveda, he can get out giving a Purta to the Adi. The Gemara doesn't say a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socha, because he gets a reward in Olam Haba. So the Shoinim speak out the Ritva, that of course there's Schar and Olam Haba, but that doesn't make you a Shomer Socha. A Shomer Socha has to be a payment which you're being paid on delivery, you're being paid now. The long-term reward that the Ribbono Shel gives you, that Ruchnias Dikas Schar does not make you a Shomer Socha, even though it's beyond all description of Schar and Olam Haba. But it's not an arranged, it's not an arrangement. And it's a tetzor, not a direct arrangement which happens now, it's not a payment on delivery. And therefore the schar olam haba, the maisa, it's well known, that doesn't make you a shomer socha. In fact, it's even more longish. If the reward in Olam HaBa would make you a Shema Socha, then every Shema Chinam who's doing a Torah for somebody would become a Shema Socha because of the Chesed the Torah is doing. So the Chura, a Shema Shabbos, why should it be a Shema Socha?
Yeah, but the notion is the
Shomgim Leser,
Lasses is a Shabbos.
Lasses
is an active thing.
We've in the cab. Also, about. Let's start with the Mechilta. There's a Mechilta in Parshas Beshalach, that when the Yidden were told about Shabbos, that's the first time Shabbos is mentioned, they turned round and they said to the Eibishter, what schar are you going to give us for keeping Shabbos? When we got the mitzvah of Shabbos, we asked, what's the schar? Very strange question. We didn't ask on tefillin, what's the schar? We didn't ask on mezuzah. We didn't ask on arba minim. Punged on Shabbos, we asked, what's the schar? And the Eibishter turns round to Kladis and he says, the schar is, moichlen lo al kol avoyin o yisov. That kol Hashem is HaShabbos, nasa meruchik min achet. You keep Shabbos, it pulls you away from Averis. A person addicted to Chalom that's on Averis, it pulls him away. He's on Averis in the past, he gets forgiven. It pulls a person away from Averis. That's what Mechilta says. So let's return to this, the question. What was the question? I mean, every mitzvah we know, a person is rewarded. Olam HaBa, why were the Bezundrish asking, what's the schar of Shabbos? So we can say that Klal Yisrael knew that a person who's a Shema Shabbos is being expected to be a Shema Socha. He's being expected to be a proactive Shema. La'asoyis es ha-Shabbos. Ashrei enoish ya'asezoyis. It's the Oshkar of Rebbe's dig, and Ben Moshe. Shema Shabbos mechalaloi. Why ya'asezoyis on Shema Shabbos mechalaloi? It's not doing something. Keeping Shabbos is not doing something. Why do you say Ya'asezois? Why Ya'asezois? On Shema Shabbos, you can't say Ya'asezois is doing something. La'asezois is a Shabbos, as was pointed out so correctly. You're not doing something. So then we're hearing over here, this is a proactive Shmira. Hello? Proactive Shmira, that's a Shema Socha. You're asking me to be a proactive Shema. If you ask me to be a proactive Shema, you have to pay me, not just a reward in Olam HaBa. There has to be payment on delivery. So they said, Mascha, what payment is there? They weren't asking what reward is there in Olam HaBa. Reward in Olam HaBa is for all the mitzvahs. But you're making us on Shabbos a proactive Shema. La'asos es ha-Shabbos, ashyenus ya'asezois. You want us to be busy with it. I'm learning a Hilchus Shabbos on Shabbos. I'm asking a Shaila. And I'm doing things to make sure it works. He asked me to get all involved and to be a Shema Socha, Hayisi Bayoim, Uva Laila. Busy. What? And that the Eibishter said that there's a Schar B'Olam Hazeh. The Nasa Meruchlik Min Avera. Take you and pull you away from Averas. Now, bring you Kaporas Avonis. We're not talking about what you gain from that in Olam HaBa, La'achamei V'esku. It's about now. And that makes a person a Shema Socha. So this could be a fantastic pshat in Asher Shtikl in Baruch Kel Elyon. We say in Baruch Kel Elyon, V'ashrei kol choyche l'sashlumei cheifel. Tashlumei cheifel. And Tashlumi Kefel, Ganef pays, has to pay the Nignav Tashlumi Kefel. And who's waiting for Tashlumi Kefel? What in the world is that? He has a navy and it pays Tashlumi Kefel. Why are people waiting for Tashlumi Kefel? Who's waiting? On Shabbos you're waiting for Tashlumi Kefel. Nachla la Yizke Baha Uva Shofel. You'll get a Nachla in the lowland and in the highland. I looked around all the Mepharshim, even the English ones, the Art School, the Boston Rebbe series. I looked all over the place. They all say the right translation. But what do they refer to? The lowland, the highlands. Which highlands? The highlands. I mean, you want to nap in the highlands. Is it worth anything anymore? I should fast me to vary. What's Behov Vashofel? What's it going on? It says, Ken Zion, the Pshat is like we just said. Tashlumi Kefel means not just Tashlumim Be'olam Habor, Yenevelt, Oiben. A Hashiva, which he says, Mash Hashiva, Oivim, Oivim, in the Hayich, Oivim, not just Oivim, but also Tashlumim, but Oivim Hazer, also payment in this world, Nasim, Ruchik, Minaveira, Mayach Kalavanezov, Nachal, Yitzka, Bahal, Mashofel, or even an Unten, that it refers to this very Indian, that the Shabbos brings him in this world, a Redi Yitzchak. There was a vision at Sechosid, a Rav, I don't remember the name, Chosher Rav in America, who got very close to Moshe Feinstein, say, Sadli Vrocha. He seemed to have this way of getting close to Gedolei Yisrael, making themselves beloved. Got very personally close to Moshe. And he asked him a question not everybody would dare to ask. He says, Moshe, he says, Rebbe Levin, I learned a bit of the chuvus of the Ikus Moshe. And Moshe manages to find kulas that people don't find. Ritzot Adoch, and Avon Ezer, and Yeredeya. In Yonim, with Shveri and Yonim, Moshe found kulas, Vosavelt, Hotzach Garash, and Hotzach Ketumult, Chidushim, Moshe, Kleach Tateira. He says, it comes to Hilchus Shabbos, he seems to have run out. There's nothing, everything Moshe is the machmir. He didn't even allow alarm clocks on Shabbos, Moshe. His famous Talmud of Shimon Aida, when they used to ask him about using an alarm clock on Shabbos, he was chayish for Ulf Shemilsa. The Gemara says, it sounds like you're doing a malacha, there's too much noise going on. It's also midrabon Ulf Shemilsa. It sounds like you've got a mill or something happening. So if Shimon Eidemann used to get to this shayla, he would say, the Rebbe, my grace, the Rebbe, go Moshe, hot ge'aset, but the ma'isit mutter. That's how he said it, because he was done like this. He was done that coming from Luban in Russia, when he discovered an alarm clock, that sounded like a whole malacha is going on. If you grow up in the Lower East Side in America, where it's Tutzach, Tagenacht, you know, an alarm clock. Then you know an alarm clock is no malacha going on. Alarm clock's an alarm clock. But Ramesh, all over, there's a tshuva about opening cans and packages on Shabbos. It's as long as the Golos. Remember that long tshuva at the end, round and round and round. Better to open it all before Shabbos. She says, Ramesh, where's your Koyach Teteira gone? He asked him straight like that. And then Moshe turned around and he said, Mantari, he says, Shabbos is not an aguna. It's not an aguna. When we've not got a mandate to look for a heta. In aguna, we're looking for a heta. We're looking, last this is our Shabbos. I have a friend, he in town. He says he's got a problem. He says he'd come to him with a shine hill for Shabbos. He felt in this Indian it was Roy, he should be Machmi. And he told this young man, his friend was a Rav, he told this young man he feels he should be Machmi. He says, the young man says to this Rav, he says, what's Machmi? I'm a Pasha to Yid. I want to know whether it's Mutter or Sir. I'm not looking to be Machmi. Didn't know what to say. He said, what should I say? So I'm going to say to him the following. You should say to him, if you would not be a Pasha to Yid, if you'd be a gracious Sadi Yisayid Olam, you wouldn't be worrying about finding Mechilas Avoinus, you wouldn't need to find Kapala Kavoina Yisav, then the Seder, you can find out with his Mutter also. Of your Pasha Tayyid, you need the Moichna Kolavoina Yisav. A Pasha Tayyid, you don't want to forego the Moichna Kolavoina Yisav. You're the chap, Davku should be Ashe Enish Yarasizois, Laas is a Shabbos. You should be looking to find any ways you can. It could be an extremely posh to eat. They are very, very posh to eat. They're korov to chaykim. They don't even come to the Rav to ask what to do. So such yidden have added it's a mitzvah to mazaka them to find ways they should at least avoid chil Shabbos mekadin. Abba. Ashienus Yasizois. We have to be proactive Shomrim. In the Indian of learning Hilchus Shabbos, the Ravid and the Ramban and the Pirus on the Sifri, on the Sifra, on Santeus Kainim, the Ravid and the Ramban, the Pirus on the Teus Kainim write that a person who learns Hilchus Shabbos during the week is mekayim a mitzvah to reise of zocher is yom Shabbos l'kadshei. The mitzvah of zocher is yom Shabbos l'kadshei is to prepare for Shabbos during the week, to say which day of the week it is coming up to Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos, to organize your work in a way you can be finished on Shabbos. That's Rashi and Chumash. Zocher is yom Shabbos, to remember it during the week, that when it comes, it will be Shabbos. Prepare during the week. So the Ramban and the Ravid both say, if you learn the halachas during the week, then you're mekayim the mitzvah derais. They quote that as the main way of being mekayim the mitzvah derais of Zocher. Remember during the week that the Yom HaShabbos is coming, l'kadshei. When it comes over to the idea of learning Hilchas Shabbos, many people come up with a problem. At times it's very hard to remember. When you go through Hilchas Bishul, you go through Hilchas Beira, you go through Losh, you go through Teichen, if a person's got an amazing memory, who remember the Protim when it comes to it, Lamaisa. For many people, they claim they learn Hilchas Shabbos, but it's still very hard to remember it, Lamaisa. Once there was thing fascinating, B'Shem, the Rav Brodies, or the Zayn Gesund, many years ago was here, I've forgotten his first name. Dan Brody was here, so when he was here, a very young man, so somebody said to him, they were quite amazed at the knowledge of Halacha, he would ask a shy answer straight away, and you're a very young man, you know, it's quite a feat to have mastered Halacha, so much Halacha at such a young age. And he said the following, he said, tell you the truth, I'm no genius by any means, he said, ever since I was a bocher, I had a hanhoga like this. Many people, when they have a shaila, they find a way round it. So let's say a person has a shaila, what brocha to make on the strawberry. I don't know why he's got the shaila, let's say he does. For some reason he thinks a strawberry might be a fruit. He doesn't know whether to make or eat or adoma. So there are some people, the taka geniuses, they get a tomato and they get an apple. And in vain, cardamom or eight, so now they're sorted in Monapshach. And they have ways like this for every single shaila that comes up. Can I do this or not? They find a way to manage without it. Everything that comes up, they find a way to circumvent. He said he never did that. Any shaila that came up, he would find out what to do. I walked out into the street and I came back in. Do I have to make a new broch on the coffee? Yes. I was eating a biscuit and I walked out into the street and came back in. Do I have to make a new broth on the biscuit? No. I was eating a biscuit and coffee and walked out into the street and don't make a new broth on the biscuit. Do I make a new broth on the coffee? And Ram Gurvich or Zangas and Tommy has had that shaila for 40 years. Very, very difficult shaila. So, in the recent book of Rabbi Bodney, brings Machlekes about it. Is whether the biscuit helps for the coffee. But so he said that miyom omde al da'atai, he wouldn't circumvent the shailas, he would find out. And something which you yourself have had as a shaila, and then found out what the halacha was, that you tend to remember. If you went and asked somebody or looked it up when it was negela maisa, ro maisa niska halacha, and the other way around too, if a maisa happened and you found out what to do, that you remember. And he says, most shy's people have, like they have it, you had it once. And that, the emes works. First has a shy on Shabbos, he knows, and the law, he's got an alarm clock. Is it muksa? Is he allowed to move it, this sort of alarm clock? All these shy's that come up, they repeat themselves. The emes says, this inyan of the Shmirah Shabbos having a tremendous kerach to elevate a person is extremely negeah to Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur is a day when the Luchay Shniyas were given. The Luchay Shniyas were Karishainim, the same Maseres Hadibrois, but Nebuch and Luchay Shniyas were no longer Evan Min HaShemayim, it was now Evan Min HaOretz, which the Radvaz says symbolizes the fact that the time of the Luchos Rishonos, we were like Malochim, the stone on which the Torah was going to be written, which symbolizes our heart, that would learn the Torah, was like Shemayim Dikasto, and we were like Malachim. Luchay Shneiris, we were fallen angels. Luchay Shneiris, we were Avonim, so they lay forever, and yet still we went and gave us the Torah. But this Adibus were the same. According to Sadigon, there was one chiluk in the actual writing on the Luchas. You know, they asked Reb Chaim Brisker when he was a little boy that we know Zochor v'Shomer was said by Dibur Echad. So in Cheder, they asked little Chaim if Zochor v'Shomer was said by Dibur Echad, what the Miser did you write on the Luchas? Did you write Zochor v'Shomer? Little Yingle in Cheder straightway said, piped up and says, they wrote Shomer. How do you know? He says, V'chosuf bohem shmira Shabbos. Now the truth is, most Rishonim say Zochor was written on both Luchas. But Reb Sadigon, brought in Evan Ezra, holds Luchas Rishonim was written Zochor, and Luchas Shneiris was written Shomer. And we'll see soon if the Tefillah is talking about Rishonim or Shneiris. And therefore, says Reb Sadigon, the second Luchas was Taka Shomer was written. Why? What's the Indian? So the Medallia shows us what to say. Because Shomer is the way to work yourself back up again. Zochor is a yid, he feels Shabbos. But if a person has fallen and wants to work his way back up again, then Shomer, he works hard on the Shmira. He invests kirch into the Shmira, and the Shmira elevates him and lifts him up. So this was where the Rebbeinu showed us the Derech HaAliyah. You want to steig, work on the Shomer. And the Shomer elevates the Yid. And the Magid Tzedek, from the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush on Tefillah, says, V'chosel bem shmira Shabbos means Shomer, and it refers to Luchay Shneiris. That's how he learns Peshat. So if Chaim got it right, at least they got Luchay Shneiris. V'chosel bem shmira Shabbos. And that, for Enver's Akasha, of Rabbi Yitzchok Zvi Mecklenburg, in his Pirush on Tefillah, that Ion Tefillah asks, Ushnei Luchos Avonim Hoyrid B'yadai. Why do you have to stress Luchos Avonim? You can say the word, right? Ushnei Luchos. Why write Luchos Avonim? He says, because it means even the Luchos Shneiris, where we were Avonim, we fell to lay for heaven. The Abish that gave us Luchos Shneiris, when we already felt we had a lay for Evan, Luchas Avonim, the Chosel Behem, Shmira Shabbos. And he gave us this eight to put Kirch into Shmira, invest Kirch into Shmira, and that will change the lay for Evan and make you back a Malach again. Ushnei Luchas Avonim, Hoyid B'yodai, the Chosel Behem, Shmira Shabbos. That investing Kirch into Shmira changes the lay for Evan. And once I saw this, that it's talking about Luchos Shneiris, I looked further, and I found an amazing Mekor, even earlier on in that same Tefillah of Yismach Moshe, to support the Magal Tzedek, that the whole Tefillah is about Luchos Shneiris. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei. Says the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu is very excited about Matana of Shabbos. Ki ever nem on keros aloi, whatever name we've got to do with it, says the Rekeach in his Pirush on Tefillah, that, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu is so excited about Matana of Shabbos? Because he's an Evan Ne'eman. B'chol Beisi Ne'eman Hu. He goes anywhere in Shemayim. He's allowed to see everything that's in Shemayim. So he knows what a special Matana it is. Matana Toiva Yeshi B'Veis Kenozai. And who's been in Beis Kenozai? Moshe Rabbeinu, who's b'chol beisi ne'eman, who has seen everything that's going on in Shemayim, he can get very excited and tell us how excited to get about the madness of Shabbos. Wait, come soon to the Luchos Shneiris. Agav, on this Indian, that the pshat in the Tefillah is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's been there, knows how special it is, and therefore tells us how excited to get about the Matana Toiva Beis Kenozai. Let me share with you a story that Moshe Shmuel, Ashiva Ben Yankov, used to love to say over to demonstrate this inyan of Matana Toiva B'Veis Kenozai, that what does it mean to us, the fact that it's Beveis Kenozov Shlakodesh Baruch Hu? And it fits so beautifully with this tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, he's B'chol Beis Yinam on Hu, and he tells us how excited to get. He says over this story, it's a very, very, you know, humorous story, it's beautiful. He says, at this time of the year in the great shul in Peterburg, in the great shul there, there was a bidding going on, and there were some fabulously wealthy people. This was still in the times of the Tsar, the poverty and the riches were the extremes, where now you've got, now everybody's poor there. So at that time, he says, he was sitting there, there was a Baron Ginsburg, who was a very Erlich Yid. He did a lot with the Gezeiros that took place, with the Ritzel of Elojin, the Samach Sedek, and there was also a Baron Pollack. And this Baron Pollack, now, if he was a Yid, had turned up once a year for Yom Kippur. And the bidding started for Psichas Ne'ilah. And it went into thousands of rubles, tens of thousands, it was touching it on. And Baron Ginsburg knew what it is, a Psichas Ne'ilah, and he'd reached something like 30,000 rubles for Psichas Ne'ilah, went for the shul. And suddenly the Baron Pollack pipes up 40,000 ruble. And that's already a fabulously amazing sum of money. And Baron Pollack gets it. And then I see Baron Pollack leans over to his friend and he says to him, what exactly is Psichas Ne'ilah? So he turns to us, you don't know what, he just spent 40,000 rubles on it. He says, I don't know what it is. If Baron Ginsburg is prepared to spend 30,000 rubles on it, you can be sure it's worth many times that amount. So Moshe used to say, "Ratana toivi eish beveis kenozov." We know what Shabbos is. Or if the Eibishter puts it beveis kenozov, he puts it in his treasure house, you can already work out what it is. And the Fidri Keach, that's what the Tfilah says. Yismach Moshe matnas chel ki ever nemon. Moshe Rabbeinu is Evit B'chol Beis Yinamon. He can tell us a little bit what's Tutzach Dot. So now, this lesson, Yismach Moshe, if we have to round it off, sounds very much like Sameach B'chelkei. Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkei sounds like lesson Sameach B'chelkei. You'll get to Zeis HaBroch in a couple of weeks' time. You'll see an Ayur Chaim HaKadosh right at the beginning of the Sedra. He brings from the Arizal that Yismach Moshe v'matnas chelkei is meloshen sameach b'chelkei. What's sameach b'chelkei? Sameach means being happy with your lot. I mean, it doesn't. Why does sameach b'chelkei come into Shabbos? So he says that after the Shviras Haluchos, we know that Klal Yisrael lost the Ksorim. We lost the Ksorim, the Ruchnius Tikkur Ksorim, we had Ruchnius Tikkur Ksorim, which Malachim gave us at the time of Matan Torah, and we lost those Ksorim by the Shviras Haluchos. We got one Kesef for Nas, and one Kesef for Nishma, and one Shabbos. Ruchnius Tikkur Ksorim, Reimus of Kedusha that we got, we lost them. Says Tosfos, what happened to all that oil? All that oil of the Ksorim, what happened to it? Says Tosfos there, tiny little Tosfos. That it all was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki koran oyer ponov. So Moshe Rabbeinu got all the kedusha of the ksarim, he got ki koran oyer ponov. Says the Ayur Chaim, quoting Arizal, that Shabbos, we get back that koran, we get back the ksarim. We get back the ksarim on Shabbos. We get back Moshe Rabbeinu gives back some of his Koran Oyaponov, and we get back some of the Koran Oyaponov, what we had. And Arizal says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Sameach B'chelkei. He's happy to settle for his Chelik in the Oyer of Shabbos and to give us back. And he says, that Pshat Klil Tiferes B'Roishoi Nosato, that refers to Koran Oyaponov. That the Koran Oyaponov which he had b'shas luchay shniyis, Koran Oyaponov by luchay shniyis, the Koran Oyaponov which been had by luchay shniyis, he gives us back. And just to make the Yakkers win at the end, if you look in their Siddur, Edelheim Siddur, it doesn't say b'roishin or sartoloi, It says Bereishe Nosata. What's all with Bereishe Nosata Loi? The Fidarizal, it's Moedic. Because it wasn't given to him to keep. It was just Bereishe Nosata, just temporarily placed by Moshe Rabbeinu the Kohen Ayaponov. Bereishe Nosata. And every Shabbos it comes back, the Kohen Ayaponov. So therefore the whole piece is talking about Luchei Shniyos. It's all talking about what we can get back every Shabbos in this matzav of after the Shviyos HaLuchos, it's in Kippur, Shoyma Shabbos Mechaleloi, the proactive Shmira, which all be Zeichet, a Gemachas, Tima Tovin, a good Kebent to God.